Welcome to Financial Services Online's daily Financial Services News Wrap. I am your host, Paige Estritori, bringing you today's top stories from the financial industry in Australia. Firstly, the pinch that Australians feel in their pockets with the summer heat is finally seeing some relief. As per a Finder study, energy bills have been seen as a major strain on finances by 27% of households. Energy expert Chris Medikian shines a light on this issue, hinting at simple but effective changes can lead to significant savings. While electricity prices have dropped by 35.6% owing to government rebates, an average household still grapples with an annual energy expense of $408. Solutions to cut this cost range from minor adjustments like positioning refrigerators properly, unplugging devices when idle, and using cold water washes, which could provide much-needed financial relief and pro-environmental efforts. This brings to light the need for effective energy-saving strategies across the nation. Moving on to the superannuation field, Treasurer Jim Chalmers is contemplating making changes to tax concessions on high-value superannuation accounts. These tax privileges are projected to cost around $55 billion this fiscal year. Amid decreasing revenues and increasing demands for spending, especially in sectors such as aged care and Medicare, these reforms may keep the budget in line. Nevertheless, critics express concern that these tax modifications may negatively affect individuals nearing retirement. This strategic move is being closely watched, given its potential for impacting Australia's fiscal landscape. In retail news, Australians are predicted to spend $1 billion on Boxing Day, an increase of 1.8% from the previous year. Still, this surge is less significant against the backdrop of high inflation exceeding sales growth by 2.8%. The Australian Retailers Association points out the importance of these festive sales, which make up to two-thirds of the year's profit for some retailers. A potential interest rate cut forecasted for February 2025 could be the silver lining the industry is waiting for. This could lend a boost to consumer confidence and aid the sector. The hospitality industry is also reaping benefits, with a rise in bookings indicating a cautious yet substantial surge in consumer travel expenditure. Finally, in insurance, we see RAC Insurance following in Suncorp's footsteps as it joins RAIA Australasia. This partnership aims to enhance industry standards, signaling insurers' commitment to advancing restoration services, addressing climate challenges, and streamlining service operations. RAIA Australasia, an offshoot of the US-based organization, plans to launch a code of practice in 2025 in an attempt to promote professionalism in the industry. And with that, we wrap up today's news. For more insights, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, and you've been listening to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online.